Water efficiency is everyone's business, both city dwellers and farmers will have to strive for improved water efficiency. We have made, as I said before, we have made significant progress in the recent years in Melbourne, due primarily to a very aggressive education campaign. And that shows the power of education. However, if education is complemented by a more aggressive pricing policy, that will also improve water efficiency use in the city itself. Could the management of water be more effective in urban and rural areas? The answer definitely is yes. We have made significant progress in recent years managing water. However, there is a long way to go before we achieve the level of efficiency that will be necessary in future, given the growth in population and also in food demand. Pricing is one of the tools that we can use to improve efficiency, both in urban and rural areas. In urban areas, in particular industrial use, a more aggressive pricing policy will encourage and provide incentive to enterprises to improve their efficiency in water use by recycling and many other means, particularly those industries that are water intensive. Likewise, in recent years, increases in prices due to scarcity in rural areas have promoted better efficiency. However, there is still significant improvements that need to be achieved. In this university, we are developing technology that will enable that type of improvement, particularly in the control of water and water management in open channel systems. Water pricing likely to rise 50 to 100% in the next few years. Definitely that is going to have a significant effect, particularly in those industries that are water intensive, where the sensitivity to pricing is much more significant. And also that provides a much more incentive for these industries to improve their efficiency and by recycling and many other options that they are available. If nothing is done about managing our water more efficiently, the consequences can be very severe. First of all, with the population of Melbourne expected to grow to 5 million, we are not going to be able to satisfy the water demand in the city. And also, with the expected demand for more food production, the agricultural areas are not going to be able to satisfy that demand either. So it is fundamental that we look at the problem of water in an integrated way. We need to integrate rural water with urban water. We cannot afford to have that separation anymore. And we also need to integrate surface water with groundwater, which at the moment largely have been considered separately. The plan to use 100% of water, recycled water, absolutely, that is going to be a necessity. And that's exactly what I mean by integrating all water sources with all water uses. There are certain definitive types of uses that require certain types of water quality. Recycled water can be used for certain things, cannot be used for others. For example, all the recycled water could be used easily for agriculture purpose, and therefore releasing the water that is currently used for agriculture. So here we need to look at all the sources of water that we have, the fresh water, the recycled water, the urban runoff. There is an enormous scope there to use urban runoff for outdoor uses primarily, and agriculture as well. So we're going to have to look at all those sources of water in an integrated way and use it in the proper way for different type of uses.